There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians that I've been recently reading over. And why don't we go ahead and turn there in 2 Corinthians 2. It's in verse 24. It's one of those short passages. It's not very long, but it's one that I've just been thinking a lot about lately. And I'd like to just share part of that scripture with you today. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. I might have gave you the wrong verse. Some background before we read into this is the book of 2 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to address some concerns that he had with the Corinth church. There were some false preachers, some spreading some lies about Paul and some mistruths, and he wanted to address them with the Corinth church. And he takes this second letter to address some of those things, why he cared for them the way he did, his approach, and some other things. And in chapter 1 and verse 24, we actually see a glimpse of his approach that he took with the church and how he explained it. So in verse 24, it says, "Not that we have dominion over your faith." He's talking about him and the other apostles and those that were sent to teach. "Not that we have dominion over your faith, but are fellow workers for your joy." That's the part I want to focus on today, the aspect of fellow workers for your joy. The King James Version phrases it a little bit different, and I like this. It says, "Helpers of your joy." Helpers of your joy. And the New Living Translation says, "We want to work together with you so that you will be full of joy." So the question that I have for you today is, how can we be helpers of joy to our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ? How can we be helpers of joy? So first, let's define what joy is, because we must understand it to move forth. And this is my kind of simple explanation of it. When things are going really well, we naturally have good feelings about it. When things are not going so well, we sometimes get a little down. This is not the concept of joy. It's more this emotional swing of when things go well and when things don't go well. That's not a definition of joy, and that's not what we should be looking for in our lives. In both good and bad, we should have joy going on in our lives. We must maintain this joy in our hearts. Joy comes from an understanding that we are God's own special children, and that regardless of the circumstances around us, we know God is faithful to his promises and that he will always, always care for us. So this joy must be maintained in our heart at all times, regardless of the circumstances around us. There's a passage in Habakkuk. So if we turn back to the end of the Old Testament just a little bit, Habakkuk 3, that kind of speaks to this idea of having joy regardless of the circumstances. Habakkuk is after Nahum and just before Zephaniah. It's right at the end of the Old Testament. And we'll look at the end of the book, chapter 3, and we'll start in verse 17. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me to walk on my high hills. We understand that even if things get difficult, we can maintain the sense of joy in our heart because God never changes. Our circumstances may, but God never changes. His love and his care for us never changes. His promises never change. And we can maintain that joy in our heart knowing that these things are true. So let's go back to the concept of helpers of joy. And let's think back to 2 Corinthians 1:24 again and pick up another aspect of the scripture. Here Paul is explaining that he and others wanted to be helpers of their joy. And this is from, as I said, the King James Version. He wanted to be a co-laborer, a fellow helper, a work fellow. And this is all the Greek definition of helpers, that he wanted to be a co-laborer, a fellow helper, a work fellow, not just someone that told them what to do and then expected it to be done, but he wanted to get his hands dirty in the work that they were doing, their spiritual work. He wanted to pick up the shovel or axe and to help out. He wanted to be a helper, of their joy. Barnes' notes on the Bible shine some further light on the passage. Barnes' note says, "The apostles had the authority to command obedience, but they chose to be gentle, affectionate. They appealed to reason. They employed persuasion. They made use of light and love to accomplish their desires." So Paul felt it was his duty to be a helper in their joy. He wanted to be a co-laborer. So what about us? Do we feel it's our duty to be helpers in other people's joy? While 2 Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians, Paul's explaining kind of from a ministry standpoint, his approach and others who he sent there, their approach of how he wanted to care for them and the approach that he took on that, I think we can extract from this aspects that we can also be helpers of joy, that this extends beyond just the responsibility of ministers or teachers. This, I believe, extends to all of us, everyone that's in part of this family. So let's consider a couple scriptures as we think about the question, is it our duty to be a helper of joy? We are all familiar with Matthew 22, the great commandment, the lawyer who tested Christ, saying, "What is that great commandment?" And if we break into the thought in Matthew 22, in verse 37, Christ said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." And the next verse is what I want to focus in on, because when we think about, do we have a responsibility to be helpers of others' joy? And in verse 39, he says, "And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." That second great commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. And you can put in your notes John 15, verse 13 to complement this. John 15, verse 13 is, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Both of these scriptures talk about sacrifice. They talk about giving up of ourselves for a friend, for a neighbor, for someone else that we love. And so as we consider and we recognize that we have a responsibility to each other to be helpers of our joy, it's not just, as I said, those in official positions within the church that that responsibility lays. I believe it lays with each and every one of us. When we sacrifice our time, we sacrifice our abilities for one another, we are giving of ourselves. We are helpers of their joy. And wouldn't we want the same for us? I've been helped before, and I've not even probably understood or appreciated to the degree that I should have, how they were helping in my joy, and I didn't even pick up on it. And that's how much I want those things for myself. And so, yes, I've had difficulties. I've had struggles, and others have helped me. And so naturally, we should all want to give to others and help them in their struggles and their trials, help them to be helpers of their own joy. So how can we be co-laborers in other joys? So how does this really work? What does this look like? Well, are you married? Well, then you can be a helper of joy to your spouse. Are you a parent? You can be a helper of joy to your children. Are you a child? You can be a helper of joy to your parents or to your other siblings that you have. Do you see how this works? Are you a roommate? Do you have roommates that you live with and you share a space with? You can be helpers of joy to those that you live with as well. But ultimately, here we are, our friends, and we are family. And so this extends beyond just those that we interact with at home or in our lives. This extends to everyone here, that we have an opportunity to be helpers of joy to each other. And remember, we're not just talking about doing something nice for another person. Those things are great, and they're not to be minimized. But we're talking about, what we're talking about here is that it needs to be done from a mindset of being a co-laborer, a co-worker, a companion in labor. Not just one-sided, but a companion. So as we wrap up here, let's consider what a helper of joy can look like. First, we must both have work to do. We must both have work to do. It's not just one person doing all the work for someone else, but both people doing similar work together, both people doing something to progress the cause of building joy, both seeing that I have work to do and you have work to do, both seeing that our work in helping others' joy never ceases. So first, we must both have work to do. Second, we must be helping the other person. We must be helping the other person. Giving someone advice when all they really needed was a listening ear It's not really helping the person with what they need. Or what if you drop a nice book off to a friend because you feel like that's something that they could really use in their life? But what they really needed is time away from home, maybe to get out with you for a walk or to get a cup of coffee. That's helping the other person. We must use empathy and change our approach to understand what the other person is going through and that what it is that we could do to help in that person's joy. So first, again, we must both have work to do. Second, we must be helpers, be helping the other person. Third, we must be complimentary to one another. We must be complimentary to one another. Not just a complimentary like, hey, you look really nice today. And no, you look nice today. No, you really look nice today. That's not the complimentary I'm talking about. The complimentary I'm talking about is the way that together we match each other. Together we harmonize with one another. Both recognizing and seeing how together you can work towards the common goal that each of you have. We really see this on a spiritual level when we both know that we have a spiritual finish line that we are working towards. I want to help you reach that spiritual finish line. You want to help me reach that finish line. It's a Holy Spirit working mightily in both of us that gives us this harmony. And so first, we must have work to do. Second, we must be helping the other person. And third, we must be complementary to one another. And fourth, we must see that together our work, and by extension our joy, becomes larger than if we had handled it individually. This one's a little bit longer, so I'll repeat it. We must see that together our work, and by extension our joy, becomes larger than if we had handled it individually. In a physical sense, I may be a very talented craftsman at framing up a house, building a house with my bare hands and framing it up. But is a house, all that is in a house is just wood framing? No, there's plumbing that goes into it. There's electrical work that has to be done. There's a roof that needs to be put on and shingles on siding on the outside. There's also drywall that has to be finished inside this house. So my skill set alone might be able to do something pretty nice. But this working together, we can accomplish something even of a greater magnitude. This is the concept together. Our work becomes larger than if we handled it all on our own. So the takeaway from this today is this. Think about someone this week that you could be a helper of their joy. This could be someone close to you. Could maybe be someone that you've thought about from time to time and you've questioned and asked yourself, how can I help this person? What can I do to impact their life? Think about it from the concept of how can I be a helper of someone's joy? To be a helper of someone's joy is an amazing ability and opportunity that we're given by God. It's a huge blessing. So I encourage you to consider that this week. And let's consider one last scripture with this in mind and turn to Philippians 2, verse 1. Philippians 2, and we'll read verses 1 and 2. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. If we can do this, then we can be helpers of joy.